Hello, I'm Steve Moore, and you're listening to the Neil Sinclairitas Podcast Interviews. In this interview, we're talking with Neil Sinclairitas Chief Demographer Ken Hodges about the methodology used in compiling data to measure rapid growth areas.
So for people that might not know, Ken, can you just sort of give a quick primer on how you, compile this information, how we put this together?
We take a very careful approach that really builds on many of the methods of applied demography, and we've adapted them for the sources that we can get in the private sector. The approach we take at Claritas is one that it's neither top-down nor bottom-up. For the large areas, such as states and counties, we use input data that are available at the state and county level. It gives us the most accuracy for those areas. For the small areas, such as tracts and block groups, we use input data at the tract and then the block group level, and then adjust those numbers so that they fit with or sum up to the independent estimates produced for the larger areas. If you want to talk in terms of top-down and bottom-up, we could say it's the best of top-down and the best of bottom-up. Realize that especially with the small area numbers, that doing small area demographic estimates nationwide every year is pretty much state-of-the-art applied demography. It's something that is only done in the private sector. The Census Bureau, for example, does not do census tract or block group estimates. It is something that we do in the private sector, and that what clients need to realize, or users need to realize, is that the data sources that all of us are using, although they have improved over the years, are subject to error. Oh, yeah. And so there continues to be a level of uncertainty with respect to small area estimates. And that when one focuses on rapid growth, there are two questions to answer. One is where rapid growth occurs, is my supplier estimating rapid growth? It's important. The other question, though, is that where the supplier is estimating rapid growth, is it really happening? And it's an important question because some of the input sources, because the typical input sources we use to estimate rapid growth, again, are subject to error, and in particular will sometimes give us false indications of growth.
Such as?
A database might, for whatever reasons, geocoding imprecision or definitional differences as to what constitutes a household. Some sources may indicate large numbers of households in an area that has really been stable. And you might not know that unless you were able to go back and look at that source and see what its counts were in a year when the census was taken. So that the fact that a census counted 800 households in a small area and now an alternative source indicates that by now it's up to 4,000 households, is that really growth from 800 to 4,000? Or was that source showing 4,000 even back when the census counted only 1,800?
So, I mean, the public and the client and the prospective client needs to understand that there's a lot of vagaries. There's a lot of there's so many different things that can happen to affect the actual estimate itself.
Exactly. If we had the real numbers, if we knew what the real counts were in these small areas, we would not have to be making estimates. And it is always the case that the data that we are using as input to small area estimates were designed for some other purpose. Yet nobody is going to great expense so they can generate data for use in making small area demographic estimates. The data were produced for a different purpose, and we are adapting them for use in producing these estimates. In some cases, they are just the statistics from the U.S. Postal Service on their activities. It might be a consumer database used for direct mail campaigns. It might be utility data generated by operators in that business. So in other words, there are data from any number of sources designed for other purposes that we just happen to be making use of. And we have to be careful because they were not designed for our purposes and sometimes could lead you astray.
What do you think the message is that you would convey, you know, about the kind of data that we produce at this level and how to view it?
I think an important thing for the data users to realize is that while the estimates for specific small areas are sometimes subject to large percent errors, and we hope usually not, but sometimes they are, you know, across the board, whoever's doing estimates, the smaller the area, the higher the error tends to be. However, it doesn't mean that the data are not useful. When used in their best applications, the real reason for doing an estimate for block groups is not so a client can make a multi-million dollar decision on the estimate for one block group, but because block groups are small and can be aggregated to user-defined or industry-relevant areas, areas for which census and other data have never before been reported. And what you find is that if the supplier has done a good job, even though there can be large areas for some individual block groups or small areas, by the time you aggregate, even to a relatively small industry or business-specific area, the error rates tend to come down very rapidly.
What defines a rapid growth area? Is there any definition?
That's a good question. There is no formal definition as to what constitutes rapid population growth. If you're looking at a very small area, it wouldn't be that unusual to have an area that grows by 100% or more since the last census. And it would be more exceptional for something like a city or county to grow at that rate. That's part of the reality is that the smaller down you go on the geographic ladder, the more common these extreme changes can be. And again, you get also areas where there's rapid loss, such as we saw in the Hurricane Katrina areas, where you get a rapid and almost immediate dramatic loss of population. And then in some cases, a rebound back toward the original population. In other areas, it doesn't rebound. And in particular, you find that what the estimates very consistently accomplish, especially in rapid growth areas, is getting the users closer to reality than using an old census number.
Meaning what?
Meaning that there are actually quite a few areas nationwide where the small area populations change very little from census to census. In areas like that, you would be reasonably well off going back and looking at a 10-year-old census number. It would serve rather well as a current year estimate. However, there are many areas, of course, where there's been significant change. And because we have had a significant amount of success in identifying where those areas are, it is in the rapid growth areas where, ironically, the percent error in our estimates tends to be on the higher side, but where we are more consistently making a lot of improvement over the use of the old census number. So in other words, in some of the small areas where we have our highest percent errors, we are adding the most value to the old census counts.
We've been talking with Ken Hodges, Nielsen Claritas's chief demographer, about how to measure rapid growth areas. For more information about Nielsen Claritas and its extended product offering of precision marketing tools and services, including Prism, please call 1-866-737-7429 or visit the Nielsen Claritas website at www.claritas.com or email info@claritas.com.